Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program here on Fan After Dark. This is Fred Davis alongside everybody's favorite David, a.k.a. Blake Elliott. We've got Dylon, who... apparently, the water in Mesquite is just free-flowing over at the Moore household.
What's that electricity bill looking
like? What's that water bill look like? Good God. Just all kinds. I mean, you're just doing laundry every day?
You're running the dishwasher every day, too?
I mean, I'll tell you what. Wow. Shout out to the Moore family. I'll tell you what. That is, my hat's off to you.
That should be the, how do you know you got money without saying you got money?
Because you can run the dishwasher and wash machine every day.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Shout out to the Dallas Stars.
Got a win?
In a shootout.
Final score?
4-3.
Hey-o.
Who do you think had the game-winning
Maverick
goal?
Bork.
Incorrect. I think you'll be close. It won't be very many guesses.
Miko.
Miko did have 2 goals, Hey-o. 3 points, and an assist, but he did not have the game winner. The game winner came from a gentleman with 3 assists on the night. 3 points, but he had the game-winning goal in the shootout against the Edmonton Oilers. What was his name?
Wyatt Johnston.
There you go! Wyatt Johnston wins it for the Dallas Stars. They move to 7-3-3 on the season. They are still fourth in the Central Division, but that is the
way. A lot of hockey left, boys.
You move on up. So the Dallas Stars get the W today.
And we're still waiting to hear back from Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping to hear from, see if he would get any kind of update on Zamboni girl.
And your favorite goalie was in there tonight, Casey DeSmith.
Casey DeSmith, the Trevor Beck of goalies as well.
Connor McDavid, of course, had 2 points, a goal and assist.
That's what he does. Yeah. That's what he does.
Draisaitl also had a goal. Just
signed a very team-friendly deal.
Yeah.
They say he could be a star someday.
Who?
Connor
McDavid.
Connor McDavid.
One day, he's on his way, man. He's kind of average.
How old is he?
That's a great
27,
question.
28?
We're obviously joking. We know Connor McDavid's the best player in hockey for anyone who's just tuning in.
He's got, I want to say he signed, 2-year deal?
He's 28.
28.
The next thing when you look up people also ask, that's my favorite thing on Google.
That's the best.
What does Connor McDavid's wife do?
Nothing. Whatever she wants.
No, she does have a job. Her name's Lauren Kyle. Any guess what she does?
She's a model.
Nope.
Marketing.
Nope.
Homemaker.
Nope. Oh, very close. Very close. You're
interior design.
Boom.
Good call by Dylon. Good call.
Interior designer, the Canadian native. We're talking about Lauren Kyle, Connor McDavid's wife. The Canadian native attended Ryerson University in Toronto, where she received a bachelor's degree in interior
she's going
design.
Through it right now.
Why?
She's going through it right now. Is she from Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, you know she's
I mean, it just says the Canadian native.
Well, as I'm saying, if she's from Toronto, you know she's going through it right now. I mean, she just watched her team lose the World Series.
One more hockey quiz for you.
One more. Wayne Gretzky.
Who was the fastest NHL player to reach 1,000 points?
Wayne Gretzky.
Correct.
I mean, come on, bro.
That was the layup.
I mean,
400. Okay.
If you take away all his goals, he still has more points than anyone in NHL history.
That is crazy as well. Who's second then, Mr. Skate Knowers? Since that was a layup.
Yamir Yager.
Nope.
Sidney Crosby.
Nope.
Mario Lemieux.
There you go.
I do this, boys. I do this. Don't sleep on my boy Mario Lemieux, Pittsburgh Penguins' finest.
Why is the number 69 banned in the NHL? The number 69 is not officially banned in the NHL, but is rarely worn due to its sexual connotations. Only 2 players, Melvin Angelstein and Andrew Desjardins, has worn the number in NHL history.
I mean, how many offensive linemen have we seen with the number 69?
While not prohibited, like the league-wide retired number 99, players often choose other numbers to avoid the jokes and attention that would come from wearing number 69. That was a people also
are we going to do this by like 6, 7 in 5 years from now?
Probably. which I still think is like the dumbest thing ever. This whole
thing. I still don't understand what it is.
Yeah. You should. I can't read half of these of the what people also ask. They are insane. I'll tell you off air.
Are you talking about text messages? Or are you talking about
Google. The people also ask section where it's like just more questions. There's some people are wild
crazy.
Questions.
People are crazy. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Top five coming up in the next segment. We will do top five. What are we doing? Are we doing top five things? Top five places you would dump your ashes, or top five things you would dump on AT&T Stadium?
Let's do the first one.
Top
the second five. One's pretty obvious. Just not good.
Nothing. Like mozzarella cheese.
Skillet queso.
Skillet queso. They're bringing it back. All right. Mavericks lost again.
Bro, don't get me started. The Dallas Mavericks. You know what? I'm going to give a little bit of positivity. The Dallas Mavericks, even though they're 2-5, second to last in the West, have the worst offensive rating and the top 10 offensive rating. They're dead last in transition defense. They give away 22 points a game in transition.
Yowza.
They are dead last in differential as far as points in the paint.
Okay.
They give away the most. They don't score a lot in there. They're at a negative 11 point as far as their difference.
That defense wins championships.
They are top 10 in defensive rating, but it's
okay.
They're number 8, but it's only because teams are missing threes against them. They give away. They are top 5 in like open 3-pointers
allowed. Top perimeter defense.
But guys are just missing threes. Mm. And when they played the Thunder only scored like 100 points. Like it was a bad day with the Thunder. You just scored like 100.
Well, hell no. The first game against San Antonio, they only shot like 23s to begin with.
Yeah. So there's, as far as stats, there's really nothing good to say about the Dallas Mavericks. But I'll give a little bit of good news. One, you got Daniel Gafford back. So it's nice to have a real center in there.
Yeah.
Two, it seems like Jason Kidd is realizing D'Angelo Russell is a pretty good point guard and has played him a lot more. He's getting like 30 minutes a night now. Now, does D'Angelo Russell come with his cons of chunking up the ball and having some costly turnovers?
Ill-advised jumpers. Yes.
But it's not as if there was some other guy doing it.
And D'Angelo's taking Williams.
We love B-Will, but
we do.
B-Will is still young.
There's a reason he was a two-way player.
Correct. Jaden Harding, fun. Can get a shot, can hit some threes, but these are not like championship level point guards. Put them out there with AD and Cooper Flagg and Clay. I'm telling you who's got the worst of it. Clay Thompson. I'll just cut it to you.
I feel bad for Clay
Thompson.
I'm
one.
Sorry, I do.
He has it the worst as far as if you're going how he feels, and then also the other side of just how he's playing from the fan perspective. Like he's not playing good. He's shooting sub 25% from three. He's turning the ball over left and right. He's averaging the least amount of minutes in the second half that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like bro is averaging under 8 minutes a game in the second half. That's third and fourth quarter combined.
Yeah.
He's getting like 4 to 5 minutes in the third and like 1 to 2 minutes in the fourth. And that's been pretty consistent the last couple games. He's getting the bulk of his minutes in the first half, and that's kind of just off of deference if your name's Clay Thompson. Well, you can start the game, but Max Christie, which I think everyone on the text line have been pom-pomming. They finally got on the train. Max Christie is a better player than Clay at this point of his career.
At this stage of his career. But
it is what it is.
Look, he is 100%. I don't dispute that in any way, shape, or
shoots
form.
Shoots a three at a less volume than Clay, but makes more, better efficiency, plays better defense.
This is just not the setup for Clay.
Not at all.
And you know what? And this is where, and look, I know I've said in the past, let Nico cook, and maybe he just needs to order takeout from here on out. This is not what Clay Thompson signed up for. This is not why he chose the Mavericks. And this is not what you told Clay Thompson you were going to use him for. Okay, Klay Thompson was this. He came into this stage of his career, signed a 2-year, $50 million deal. That's right. It was a 3-year. So he signs a 3-year, $50 million deal to end his career with the idea that I'm finishing my career with a up and coming Western Conference team. I'm going to be playing alongside Kyrie and Luka. And when you just leave me to my own devices, I'm a pretty good knockdown 3-point shooter. When that's all you need me to do.
He made $15 million a year and the year that last year with Luka, $16 million this year, $17 million next year, 2027, unrestricted free agent. And he'll be 37 years old.
My guess is he's going to ask out.
15% trade bonus, which I think it means like.
If he gets traded, they throw 15% of whatever salary is on top of it. So a nice little chunk of change. And look, if I'm him, I waive it. I'm like, look, dude, I don't care. Split it. Give me a 5% of it. I don't care. Get me out of here. Because this team is not going anywhere. I mean, again, we don't know what the latest and greatest is with Anthony Davis. We did know that he's going to be out for a few games.
I think we're going to see him get reevaluated after, they said two games. They played the Mexico City one on Saturday. They played Houston yesterday. They lost both of those games if you missed it.
They've got a game, what, tomorrow, don't they?
Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, they don't play tonight.
Got my games mixed up. No, yeah, they play tomorrow. They play the Pelicans tomorrow.
A game that you
it's the two worst teams in the
should
West.
Should win?
The Mavs and Pelicans are combined 3-11.
Yeah. So, no, you should beat them. And it's at the AAC,
correct,
right? So you should win tomorrow. I know a lot of people have got, you know, given Cooper Flagg flack for, you know, his inauspicious start.
He looks so much better every time a point guard is out there. Everyone does. Yeah. They're spacing. Klay Thompson even had a couple plays in the first half. We saw him hit some threes. Now, it didn't, like, last. But when D'Angelo Russell's out there, the team looks better. When Brandon Williams is out there, the team looks better. When Jaden Hardy's, like, when there's a guard out there, all of them look better. There was some interesting numbers. I want to share this with the Tolos that I saw as far as their splits when certain guys are on the field. Or on the field, on the court.
While you're doing that, Duke is taking care of business against Texas 73-57 in the Dick Vitale Classic.
Dallas Mavericks offensive rating when D'Angelo Russell and Max Christie share the floor. It's been 104 minutes over seven games.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive rating, a 114. Defensive rating, a 105.1 of a net rating of 9.3. That would put them in the top 15, top 12 as far as net rating. So that would be a lot better than what they're doing right now where they've been the worst offensive rated team. You want to hear some bad news, Fred? Remember I said the offense rating was bad?
Yeah.
104.5, that's last in the NBA.
Not great.
Their offense has not been this bad relative to the rest of the league. They are a negative 11. They're 11 points worse than the 29th team since the 93 season when they went 11-71. And it wasn't even that bad.
Oof. I mean, that was, let's see, would you say 93?
Yep.
So that was 32 years ago.
And they went 11-71 that year. And the defense or the offense wasn't even as bad as it. Like, the offense is worse than it was in that season.
If, let's just say for the sake of argument, they lose tomorrow to the Pelicans.
Which is very possible.
Which is not out of the realm of possibility. And things just continue to get worse. Would you even bother bringing back Kyrie?
What do you mean? Bringing him. I thought you meant like contract-wise. You mean literally bringing him back in this year? If you're out of contention, no. Why would you? Now, if you're
other
like,
than just to maybe get him, you know, kind of like what you did with DeGrom a couple years ago when you brought him back at the very end of the year, just kind of get
Kyrie is the ultimate competitor. I do not see
He's going to want to play.
I do not see him being healthy and be like, oh, I'm good. Yeah. I think he's going to want to get out there. And Klay Thompson's probably going to be like, come on, bro. Like, at least
well, I think he's going to, I'm convinced if this continues to get as ugly as it's looked so far the first six, seven games of the season, if it continues to get worse, I think Klay Thompson's going to demand a trade.
I'm going to bring this over to you real quick.
And I don't think anybody would have an issue with it. Again, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to this point with Klay Thompson. I'm a Klay Thompson guy. You know, can he be a little eclectic at times or eccentric? Yes, but this is, you know, come on, man. You didn't sign up to be a part of a rebuilding team that didn't have – I mean, you came here because of Luka, right?
And you can look at this, too. This is Cooper Flagg with Klay.
So here's some nuggets with our boy Cooper Flagg. His rebounds go up with Klay. Now without Klay on the floor, I mean, talk about night and day. So when Klay's on the floor
with Cooper Flagg,
he averages 7 points a game. When Klay's not on the floor, he's averaging 23. Mm. When he averages more assists, what's TS percentage? True shooting percentage is up almost 50%. He takes 7 more free throws, and his three-point percentage is 30% higher when Klay is not on the floor.
And then scroll out of that and look up at Cooper Flagg with the two guards.
Now, when D'Angelo Russell, his points go up by almost 4. His true shooting percentage goes up by almost 20. And his three-point percentage goes up by almost 7 or 8. And then his at-the-rim percentage is almost 12% better as well. And then when he's got...
This is Cooper Flagg we're talking about.
With Brandon Williams, his points, assists, rebounds, true shooting, free throws, three-point, and rim percentage is all... At-the-rim percentage, shooting percentage, are all improved when he has Brandon Williams on the floor.
I'm not trying to act like I'm Jason Kidd. I'm not a Hall of Famer, not an NBA coach, but like we're just showing you, when you have a point guard out there, the young guy that you want to look good and take over the franchise, plays better when there's a point guard out there. Crazy thought. And then when they're not on the court, you see all of his numbers drop like 50%.
As the old saying goes, the numbers don't lie. Now, friend of the program and Blake's running mate on the Mavs Pulse podcast, our favorite reporter, Mr. Grant Afseth, had an absolutely tremendous article that he posted on the Dallas Hoops Journal last night. Go check it out. I would strongly recommend you all go read it. Talking, he caught up with Kevin Durant after the game last mm-hmm. night and had Kevin Durant talk about Cooper Flagg. Kevin Durant, his words not mine, although I have said something similar to this, said that Cooper Flagg is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And that was not being hyperbolic. That was not him trying to say it in jest.
Direct quote.
He said that right now he's having a lot thrown at him. And he said he, and this being Kevin Durant, said that he understands acutely what Cooper Flagg's going through, because much like Cooper, he played the four and the five. Now, Cooper played more the three, the four in college, but he also played the big man role in college as well, and said that, you know, when he got to the NBA, they asked him to play the two, and that there was a lot of learning pains, growing pains, and just learning the NBA game, going from college being a big man to being a guard in the NBA, and there's a lot that goes to it. And so, you know, for all the people that want to hate, for all the people that want to, this guy's a bust. See, we told you he wasn't going to be any good. And you're, you know, on the VJ Edgecombe train, and you're on whatever train it is that you're on, you know, trying to belittle Cooper Flagg for the first, or see, this is, you know, Luka wasn't like this in the first. Well, they didn't play Luka out of position his rookie year. He's never been played out of position. Okay. And so you're asking, I understand that the NBA and basketball as a whole in some cases has gone positionless in some cases. But see, I think this is the perfect example, and I've said this for a while. I think the positionless thing has gotten a little bit blown out of proportion. At the end of the day, you still need a point guard. All right? There's something to be said for, now, can you have other guys that bring up the ball? Absolutely.
You should.
And don't give me this idea, well, you know, Nikola Jokic. Okay, you're talking about one of the biggest unicorns in the history of the NBA. Okay? Mm-hmm. We've seen,
you don't have Jokic on your team. There you go. Next conversation.
There's been one Jokic in NBA history. Okay? So let's stop with the, well, Jokic brings the ball up. Yeah, he's also a freak. All right? You need point guards in the NBA. All right. I mean, you saw
the Mavs get pressed a lot.
The Mavs get pressed. Well, yeah, of course, because the other team's licking their chops, saying we've got a 6'10" kid who has no idea what he's doing. He's never played point guard, and that's the thing that kind of, look, I was on the let's go ahead and give it a shot, see what it looks like. I'm all for trying something new. You know, I'm a big Cooper Flagg guy, as you guys know. I think he can handle it. Now, Jason Kidd's come out and said, well, this is going to benefit him down the long run.
Is it?
That's the million-dollar question.
Are you going to hurt his confidence?
That's the bottom line, right? Is, are you doing more harm than good with Cooper Flagg by insisting that this kid bring the ball? Now, he's a resilient kid, all right? You and I talked to him before the season started. I mean, this kid's a robot. This kid's about as robotic as it gets. He's not about bling. He's not about, you know, off-the-court stuff. This guy's about playing basketball. And when Kevin Durant pays the highest compliment of this kid's going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To figure it out, he's got all the skill sets you could ask for, and it said he's going to go down as one of the... When Kevin Durant says it, I tend to listen. So time will tell. Let's see what this team looks like. But right now, this is not a very good basketball team. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little top five. We'll tell you what the genesis, aka inspiration, was. Blake sent me a... tweet earlier today of a Dallas Cowboys fan doing maybe the most Dallas Cowboys thing you've ever seen in your life. And I mean, I feel bad for this guy's family. But anyway, top five places you would want your ashes dumped at. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I guess this is the part where we start talking again. Welcome back in. Sorry, I don't know where I want my ashes buried. Now, I am going to be cremated. I do concur with that. You know, it's kind of a morbid topic, boys and girls. It really is. But
you're taking this list literally, huh? You're getting a little emotional, eh?
Well, because I don't want... I mean, look, this is the quote-unquote final...
He is getting close.
Oh. You know what, Dylan? You're about to get stuffed into a wash machine, okay?
and we're not doing laundry that day.
And we ain't doing laundry that day, okay? And we ain't putting it on delicate. Because, look, I look at it from the standpoint of if you're going to get your ashes... Oh, look at this dude. Oh, my goodness.
He just Johnny Furphy.
Oh,
my
gosh. Just say,
he did Johnny
Furphy. I tell you what, white boys are on the comeback right
now.
What's
his name,
Chandler? I'm telling you right now, that's about as white as it gets right there. White boy winner. White boy winner. Get your minds right, people.
WBW.
We're making a comeback, people. We are making a comeback.
Okay,
all right.
Wait, before we start... Watching YouTube in the house for the first time. Now, is he saying he's watching YouTube in the house for the first time or watching us?
I'm guessing it's us.
And then he says this. Fred, it is not easier for Blake to text or share instead of carrying his phone to you every time he has to point he wants you to share. And Blake, I might be interested in the toaster oven. I got $3.50.
Oh, hey,
show's over. I'm on my way.
I'm guessing he means $3.50 is what I'm guessing for the. But shout out to you and shout out to everybody that's watching on the Twitch and the YouTube as well.
I just watched you walk over there.
Look, my thing is this, man. If I'm going to dump my ashes, I want there to be some sort of sentimental value. Because here's the thing, I'm not doing it. It's obviously going to be my kids doing
it. What? I thought you were going to dump your own ashes.
So, yeah, so obviously my kids are going to have to do it, which way now, you know, if I leave it up to my son. Now, my daughter would do it.
What are you about to say? You don't think your son would do it?
Knowing Zave.
Trip and fall.
Zave's going to, like, throw it out the window or something like that.
That's too far.
Dad drove a lot, so he would have liked it. We would have been good with it. We went on a lot of trips together. My daughter would actually probably do it. And by the way, just so, just quick update on that, me and my daughter... Back in good graces, back talking again. Everything's good. Beef has been squashed. She and I actually talked on the phone yesterday, so we're back in the mix.
877-881-1053. Text in where you want your ashes.
You know, sometimes you have me set things up. I want you to set this up as to where the impetus was for today's top
so
five.
So as you guys know, at the end of Dallas Cowboys games, they let a lot of fans go on the field.
Well, they sure do.
They sure do. There's a bunch on there. And I saw a video online of a fan laying down, kind of bent over, and he's putting...
He was kneeling down.
Kneeling down.
I wouldn't say bent over, but kneeling down. He was laying on the ground, spreading ashes. No.
Okay. He was kneeled over. Is that better?
Knelt.
He was knelt over with a Ziploc bag.
I don't know if knelt over. He was just kneeling down.
You
dumping.
Said knelt.
Well, knelt over. No, he was kneeling down. There was no over. There was
he wasn't
over.
Standing.
No, he wasn't. He was kneeling down.
He was kneeling down. He had
it
a
was like he was proposing.
Sure.
Sort of, yes. The best way to put it. Yes.
He had a Ziploc bag full of who knows what.
Of somebody's ashes.
And then he starts pulling it out and putting the ashes on the Dallas Cowboys logo in the end zone.
Yes.
And I said, that's kind of wild.
That's crazy.
But I guess if you're a diehard Cowboys fan, I guess you're there forever. My question before we even get started, is that illegal to like put your ashes on an active NFL football field? Because doesn't that kind of encourage more people to like do that? Does that mess up the chemistry of the
field?
Who's
to say it hasn't already been done? It's just this was the first time it went viral and somebody recorded it.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I mean, I don't know what the hygienic or you know OSHA rules are behind dumping dead ashes on a football field.
Right.
Because my man did straight gnash that into the I mean, he mashed it into the corner.
Like,
I mean,
like CeeDee Lamb's gonna step on that at some point.
I mean, let's be honest. Not like any Cowboys found the end zone outside of Flannoy anyway. And it certainly wasn't where Marshawn Nealon recovered the fumbles. So no Cowboy was in that area or vicinity the other night, so it's okay there. So the dead man was by or dead woman, whoever, was by his or herself.
Yeah. Or maybe it was an animal. Who's to say it was a human?
You know, I don't know that you're going to necessarily... I mean, with an animal...
Yeah, I cremated my dog.
I'm all for... Well, Tom Brady resurrected his dog.
That was crazy.
That's nuts. But anyway, we've been cloning sheep for 50 years. No, you're not going to put... I mean, like what? Your dog said, hey, bury me in the... You know, AT&T Stadium? No, that's a family member thing. Like, I want to be buried or spread out...
Let's get into the list. You're wild. Get into the list. My number five. Usually Fred starts off, but I'm not gonna let him after that comment. My number five, and shout out to my boy Gavin. He gave me, I was trying to think of the fifth one that I should do.
Yeah.
I said Greece. It was my favorite trip. Aww. On the ridge.
It's a no-brainer, right?
On the ridge of Santorini, yeah. Next to the caves. Yeah. When I'm
Who's taking it over there, by the way?
Hopefully, Mama. Oh wait, she'll probably be gone. That's actually hopefully not my mom.
You plan on dying pretty soon?
Hopefully,
I hope not.
Hopefully, not my mom.
I hope Mama Kim lives a long time. Yeah,
hopefully,
but man,
she's not.
Hopefully,
doing
like
my
your
ashes.
Children.
Let's go with my children.
Yeah, let's go with little.
They put
Dave.
It over
little Dave. Little
right
Dave's gonna do
to
it.
The Aegean Sea.
There you go.
So that's been my favorite vacation. So there.
I love it. All right, my number five, Lake Louisville.
That is sad. You do not want your ashes in Lake Louisville.
You know what? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And number right. four, Southwest Airport.
That's right. Lake Louisville, just right over the bridge. Just kind of, and you know what? I don't need any kind of grandiose, hey, let's make a moment out of it. Just, you know what? And my man was, you know, they have my man's ashes in a Ziploc bag. Yeah. Okay.
I need a container.
No, man, we don't need all that. Just put it in a mason jar over the edge. Put me in Lake Louisville.
Okay.
That's my number five.
My number five, I put Disney World.
Okay. Any particular ride or?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
How many times have you been?
Twice.
All right. Nice. What is your favorite?
Wait, Before okay. Which Disney World? There's two. No,
the
there's
one Disney in Florida. World is Disneyland.
Disney World's in Florida. Disneyland is in California.
Okay, so we're talking Florida. That's the better one.
Well, that's where Disney World is.
Okay. Well, not everybody knows. Everyone
no,
just
I think they do. Actually, I think they.
You
do.
Think everybody listening heard Disney World, Disneyland,
and
like know exactly
and New
which
Florida,
one? Is
absolutely.
Which? No, they
did you guys know? Do you know the difference between Disney World and Disneyland?
Yes, I haven't been either. That's probably the truth of most people listening. They're like, I haven't even been either. So thank you, Fred. That's why I cleared it up.
I've never been to either too, but I know Disney World's in Orlando. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I have been in Disney World as I was. Never mind.
How old were you?
I was grown.
By yourself?
Okay, I'm not a pervert. I'm not a pervert.
That doesn't mean you're a pervert if you go
no,
by yourself.
No, it does. If you're a grown man going to Disney World by yourself, absolutely.
How old is too
you
old?
Better, you better have, there better be, there's going to be a registry. You're on a registry, okay?
How old
I'll tell
is
you
too
right
old?
Now. To go by yourself? I mean, who goes to Disney World by themselves? Maybe that's a fair or foul. Fair or foul, going to Disney World by yourself.
Foul.
100%. That's like going to a
water park?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the water park
guy? You know what? That was one of the first times where you and I actually bonded after you stopped being a jerk to me. Was that texter right there. Okay, number five was Disney World in Orlando, not Disneyland in California.
Number four, I just put the ocean in general.
Any particular ocean? Because there's seven of them.
There are seven.
Yeah.
We'll go with the Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean, okay. Just any, I mean...
Yeah, just drop me right splat in the middle.
Throw them in there.
Okay,
boom.
That's a lot on your family. Right splat in the middle of the Atlantic. They got to rent a helicopter.
Don't really care what part of the Atlantic, just anywhere.
I mean,
just,
I'm dead. Does it really matter?
He said in the middle of the Atlantic. That is a specific
so
spot.
So your kids are going to need to go on like a cruise or something if they're going to dump that.
Hey, it's a bonding opportunity.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, your kid, I mean, you might be there with Obama or Obama.
Wow.
I meant Bin Laden.
Obama dead that we don't know about?
Bin Laden.
That's crazy.
Bin Laden. You know, they dropped Bin Laden in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Obama was the president.
That's right. That's
all right. My number four.
I'll tell you a crazy
story. Wait, is it your number four?
I'll tell you. Do you remember where you were at when the Bin Laden news came out?
I think I was watching CNN student news. I think they used to show that at our school and they told us that Bin Laden had been killed.
Okay, so you don't remember like where you were at, like exactly when it
I
like
think I
when
was
they,
in school. No?
No, you couldn't have been. It happened at night.
Where was I?
It was like on a Monday night.
Probably playing Call
like
of Duty or something. Just part of the mission, boys. Grow in, let's go.
That's right. Bin Laden's dead. Anyway, continue.
You're number four. It's you. I went first. Five, four.
We're doing it that circle. Yeah. My number four. What does this say?
There's actually five oceans. You said there were seven oceans. Just by the way.
Oh, there's seven continents, aren't there? Maybe that's what it is.
What are the five oceans?
Let's see. You got the Indian.
Nice. A good pull. First.
You got the Atlantic.
Yep.
You got the Pacific.
Yeah.
You got the Arctic.
There you go.
And then
you got it.
What's the fifth one?
I'm glad it's not me for one.
Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic, Indian. I don't know. What is the fifth one?
Like, you want to guess?
Guess we'll never know.
No, we'll know. I mean, just Google it. What is the fifth ocean?
The Southern Ocean.
Is that the one over by the, that's one by Antarctica?
It's in the south.
Good pull by you. So maybe there's only five. It's the Southern Ocean.
Doesn't add up, right?
Is that like, did that just happen?
It's south of.
Did they just franchise that a couple years ago?
It's south of the Indian Ocean.
They're doing expansion packs on oceans.
I don't remember the Southern Ocean.
That sounds like a DLC. Ocean.
That sounds made up. All right, my number four. There's a urinal in the KU Journalism Building, the William Allen White School of Journalism that I used to go to. And I said, if I ever get rich, I'm going to have a plaque. You know, like, you know, because when you want a building named after you, no, I want a urinal named after me, because you know what? You do a lot of thinking there. You use it a lot. And so, yeah, I would want my ashes thrown in this urinal and then flushed.
That's nice. My number four, probably could have guessed it. We're going to go. I don't know what road it's off, so don't.
Your resonator?
No, not my resonator.
Okay.
But Golden Chick. Just right outside in the drive-thru. Spent a lot of time there.
Is there any particular one you want your ass?
The one that I'm closest to, that I don't know the address.
Doesn't matter.
But the one that I frequent.
Yeah.
And I would love for it to be in the drive-thru, so everyone that drives through.
Just drive over you.
Drive over me. Mm. You go, Blake was here.
Okay, well.
I can feel the presence.
Just want to be driven over.
Smells like four tender spicy sweet tea and roll. Gravy?
I don't know
why I said smells.
I don't know what.
All right,
say.
My number three. At my church. Shout out to Fellowship
Good
Church.
Good call.
I feel like that's an important one.
So. You want a lot of people around for that, or I mean, do you have any particular place in the church that you want to be dumped, or?
That's a great question. Probably just right in front. Oh, that's kind of selfish, no?
Yeah, it kind of is.
What are you guys doing?
just dumping Dave. Okay. Hallelujah.
Maybe in the Source Cafe. I always go to the cafe after.
Yeah, I don't know if that's healthy or safe.
I don't want
your ashes inside the.
Maybe just by the register. There's like a little jar.
Let's put you outside.
Okay,
you're gonna get swept up and thrown in the trash anyway.
There's a little area next to the Source Cafe that has trees. That's outside.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. I don't know that just throwing you in the cafeteria is a good idea.
That was too much for me to say in the front. Who do I think I am?
Who do you think? Think you're bigger than the big man?
Put me in the front of the church.
That's what you think? How dare you? That's very sacrilegious of you. All right, number three.
Before I get to it, from the 972, he wants his ashes dropped in the ocean from the deck of the USS George Washington, the aircraft carrier he served on in the 90s.
Wow.
What a pool.
Shout out to you, shipmate, and thank you for your service from one shipmate to another.
Anyways, my number three, not as cool as that. I put the cemetery.
Wow, you really thought this through, didn't you? Just any cemetery? So you've asked to be thrown in a ocean?
Any ocean. Any of
any
the
ocean, any ocean. Arctic, middle of it, doesn't matter.
Southern.
And don't worry, my top two are good.
I hope so. And then just a random cemetery? We're just throwing you in one?
Yeah.
Does it matter where? Like in the sea?
Why does it matter? I'm dead.
Well, it kind of defeats the... I mean,
Doesn't matter to you. It matters to the people around you.
Exactly. Like, there's got to be, like homeboy that just read the one about being, you know, dropped off the USS George Washington, right? Like, there's some symbolism to that. So is there anywhere in particular, like, that means something special to Dylan Moore?
No.
Like, the shower, for instance.
Someone said, no, actually, can I change my answer? Can I change my answer on the fly?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not going to be at the front of the church or whatever. I'm going to go back to Alaso Ranch.
Okay.
That's where I was baptized at with my church. So put me in the pool.
So the other ranch. Oh, you want to be dumped in the pool?
Or near the pool. That was where I was baptized. So I'll do that.
Because you'll probably just end up in the skimmer after that.
Okay, put me next to the pool. Where the mulch. That's a fun word to say, mulch.
Could you imagine swimming around and all of a sudden they see Blake's ashes just floating? Oh, my God.
Is that Blake Elliott?
What is that? Everybody get out. Everybody get out.
He might start talking again.
We've got Blake floating in the pool again. That's enough.
I don't want to haunt people.
All right.
Okay, my number two.
I haven't even done my number three yet. Calm down, killer. Over here being buried in cemeteries and oceans. My number three. The Gulf of Mexico outside of Galveston. You may say to yourself, Fred, that is the nastiest place you could possibly be buried at. And while I don't disagree with you on that front, spent some valuable time at one time in my life in Galveston over in Pleasure Island or area over there.
Did you say
in
Pleasure
in
Island? Gulf Coast.
It's called Pleasure Island. Devious with it. As somebody who spent the first, 4 years of his life here in Texas, in the Southeast Texas area, very near and dear to my heart. So there you go.
Nice. 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 Yes, I do go to Fellowship Church. Someone just asked.
There you go.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn. So I just finished three.
My number two, next to my childhood best friend who passed away, Emmanuel.
Okay.
I would go next to him. So that'd be the number two spot.
Shout out. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Very somber top five today.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about
dying. So, it is what it is. As we spent our last night in the studio. How about that? How about that? How apropos?
My number two. Go on a plane to put me on a plane and fly across the family farm in Oklahoma and disperse me.
There we go.
See, Dylan, that's what we expect out of you. That's the kind of attention to detail that I expect out of you from time to time. All right. My number two is Brunswick, Maine.
There you go.
That's where my daughter was born. That was my first duty station in the Navy. That's where my boy Joe Jernigan, who is getting married on Sunday, who I can't go to his wedding now because I got to go see my boy play football. I will give him a proper wedding shout out on Thursday. But Brunswick, Maine, very near and dear to my heart. I probably would appreciate it a lot more now at my age than I did back then. So shout out to Brunswick, Maine. Shout out to Cooper Flag. It's cold as AF up there.
Mm-hmm. Is it on me?
That's my number two.
My number one, I would go next. Oh, is it Dylan's turn?
No, I just saw everybody's favorite Trevor Beck.
Keeping it in the family, literally next to my grandparents. They're both buried at the same cemetery, so I would do next to them too.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Dylan?
Number one, I didn't know this was possible until a little while ago. Send me to space.
Space?
You can send ashes to space.
Any certain spot in the galaxy.
I don't hate that, dude.
Where would you want to be in the
galaxy?
You could
also go to the moon and stuff.
Maybe on Mars? Then you could say someone's on Mars. Your ashes? Venus?
I mean...
Which planet would
Uranus.
You pick?
Uranus. I mean, either way.
So that's the first one that comes to mind. And you told me to not be childish.
I mean, is it not a planet? I'd want mine on the sun.
So it can burn and not be there for more
than
half?
That's right, because I'm hot.
I think I would go Saturn. Got a nice ring. I can just kind of lay on it.
Say less. Say less.
People, astronauts. Is that Blake? No, on the third ring.
What's that urn sitting over there to the left? I think that's David Elliott, if I'm not mistaken.
105.3 The Fan, right? Fan After Dark.
Guy had some crazy takes, didn't he? All right, back to Earth we go.
Oh, there's Dylan Moore.
We've gone too far.
Welcome into the solar system.
All right, who's number one? Are we not done?
Last but certainly not least, I'll tell you what. Drop me off in Topeka, Kansas. I don't care where. It doesn't matter. In fact, this is probably what my kids are going to do anyway. Dad, whatever, bro. You're in an urn. We're driving down the road. We're driving down I-70. We toss you out the car because
are they throwing the whole urn out? They break it?
Throw the whole thing out. I don't care because you know what? That would be the most appropriate thing to do anyway because number one, my kids know and we've had some really I mean, I drive a lot. I mean, I'm driving Friday to go see my son play football, and we spent a lot of time in the car, my kids and I. And so, bury me in a car. I don't care. Throw me in a car. I don't know. Dump me in a car.
The car's crazy.
Whatever. Dump me in a car.
Do ashes
That's it.
Smell?
I doubt it. 877-881-1053. If you've dumped ashes, let us know how they smell.
We'd be an astronaut.
Oh, I see they did. I'll tell you what, I didn't know we had so many comedians on the text line. All right, final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Final segment of the program, ladies and gentlemen, and Blake Elliott, it is the final segment here at 4131 Fitzhugh. And you're recording me. I feel like I'm going to be asked to do a sobriety test here in a second, which I would pass. Let me make sure that everybody knows that, because I may or may not have failed once or twice back in the day. But you know what? We have since learned a thing or two. Shout out to my boy Aaron, who said that he would be buried at Lambeau Field.
Okay.
He would have his ashes buried at or dispersed.
I know a couple friends that would do it at Soldier Field. And that would be.
So, shout out to my boy Aaron. His name's Aaron, but he spells it Arron. So Aaron instead of Aaron.
What do you think's the worst place you could have your ashes buried?
I mean, I don't know if there is really a worst place, because you're already dead.
Just from a how it looks standpoint.
Like, maybe if you got burned alive, that would suck.
Hot take.
See what you did there.
I really wasn't even trying to do that.
That's it.
Last segment here. Kind of sad. We're never going to do radio from this studio ever again.
No.
Unless it's some guest appearance or whoever else jumps in here.
Yeah, I mean,
Who do you think's going to take over the space? Do we know? Is it just going to be empty?
Do we care?
Just wondering if it's going to be another radio station, or if it's going to be like an office space. Maybe. Hear me out, Fred. Should we figure out what the rent is?
My man played Titanic. By the way, have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
Why do I need to see Titanic? I have seen the Notebook.
I didn't say you did. I just asked, since the music was playing, have you seen it?
I've seen The Notebook, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Old Nicholas Sparks?
I mean, obviously, I didn't put it on.
My man made a mint off that. If you had to write one book about fiction, that you think could make you some scrillions, what would it be?
If I had to write a book about what?
Yeah, like The Notebook. It's a love story, right?
Yeah.
But hey!
Trevor.
Come on. Get in here. Final segment.
Final segment.
Final segment from 4131. Come on in. Come on.
We all at the game together?
Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Trevor Beck, everybody's favorite cosplay extraordinaire,
We should pour our ashes here in the old studio. No one said that.
I mean, it's...
It already looks dirty, so people would be like, that's just true. Dust.
But then they're going to come and vacuum it up. How was the game tonight?
It was a great game, honestly. Like, phenomenal.
You shaved.
I did.
You shaved?
Yeah.
Oh, because you thought you might see Zamboni Girl tonight?
How did it go?
I did.
Yeah!
No, stop. Before we get anywhere, it was not. It wasn't.
Not that kind of viewing.
It didn't go great tonight.
So.
It wasn't. Did she
tickle your mustache?
No, the vibe was not reciprocated.
Oh.
There was no.
Oh.
I tried to cut it up, and I tried. I didn't try to be too funny.
Just give us the play by play, honestly. Start to finish.
We were in the elevator going down.
Yeah.
And then I was
before the
like
game.
Joking.
Before the game.
Nope. This is post game. Like, that's where I started. So
okay.
We're going down. No eye contact anywhere, anytime at all. No smiles. No nothing.
Yeah. All business.
And so I think it's. I think it's good. I think we just have to move on.
Oh, so y'all didn't say a word to each other at all?
The second thing, I think she's too young.
No further comments.
She graduated in 25.
Graduated
high school or college?
Chill out. College. Come on.
That's all I am.
What do I look like? Jeez.
So she graduated college in 25.
Was it grad school?
I don't think so. She graduated from Texas. Like, I have her LinkedIn. If y'all want to see her LinkedIn, like, I.
So she can't be any older than 23, eh?
Yeah.
Which, well, I'm 22.
I think that's two.
So 22.
And you date Dylan, so.
What does that mean?
What?
Does What?
Wait, Trevor, let's bring it back.
Bring it back a second.
How did you not realize that she was like 22, 23 years old? Was this brand new information to you?
Well, yeah.
She was wearing shoulder pads the first time.
I had told you that I thought she was already younger, but I did not realize it would
be young.
That it was, again, Dylan's age.
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay with ending it then. If you think she's too young, we'll take your word for it.
If that's how you feel.
That's how I feel. She's pretty, but it's...
We live to fight another day then, is what you're telling me. So Zamboni girl, 23 and too young.
Man. I tell you what.
A lot of dreams dying today.
Guys, like, you know,
man.
A lot of dreams dying.
But I feel like I'm freezing in the ocean right now. I feel like my Titanic just sunk.
Where do you want your ashes buried?
Yeah. The ashes of you and old girl and the possibility that we thought might come. Where is it? Where are we buried?
Put me in a tree. Plant me in a tree and put me in my home,
yeah.
my grandparents' house in their backyard.
What city?
Saxey, Texas.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Put me in one of the trees and let me grow.
Where's your stepmom buried at?
I have no
idea.
We
don't know.
I messaged my stepbrother forever ago.
Yeah.
And like that was it.
Are you guys, real quick, we got a few minutes left. Where are you? Do you still talk to your step-parent or step-siblings?
I couldn't even, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steppies?
I'm friends with them on Facbook.
There you go.
That is the extent of what it is.
That's all you can do.
Okay, my dad sent me that I had a cousin that lives in Texas and said that I'd be good friends with her. I didn't reply to the message.
I found out in high school that I had cousins that I went to school with.
Am I bad for that? He sent me like her Instagram profile. I was like, this is your cousin, Blake. You should be friends with her. And I didn't respond.
It's weird. It's kind of weird.
Well, I didn't know how to respond. She's like obviously in college.
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to say?
Hit her up.
Like, does she go to school here in Texas?
I think so. It's going to look like I'm like hitting on her. Like, hey.
Well, no, I mean, but it's like weird. Hey, my dad said we're related. Nice to meet ya.
Give the dang that's crazy and move on. There you go.
Or I could just not reply, which is what I did.
There you go. Yeah.
If I run into her, hey, are you my cousin?
You know what you do? You just give the thumbs up. Just thumbs up the message.
That's a dad thing.
That's really just a passive aggressive, like, hey, I'm not really going to delve any further into this or really even recognize that you sent it, but here you go.
I just want to let's give us all a minute to commemorate this place. This was the first place that I came that gave me a real job.
Yeah.
It was here. I did my fan phenom audition in that bullpen to our left.
Shout out.
Gavin Spittle and Tim Collins gave me a chance at this very studio.
1,000%.
And my 2-year anniversary is like 2 weeks from now. So shout out to this studio. Fostered a lot of good takes.
Yeah.
A lot of fun times. Different team members coming
out. A lot of not so good takes too.
A lot of not so good takes. But nonetheless, this was a place to do it at this phenomenal studio at 4131. So that's my piece.
Look, I'm going to second everything that Blake just said. It was in his studio that he shunned me for the first 2 or 3 times we were on the radio together. And
actually, I think it was at Globe Life. But.
No, that's where we actually started. That's actually where we had our kumbaya moment. No, I tell you what, I wanted to get back into radio. It was kind of on a whim, and I just swung by on a Good Friday of all things, and Gavin took me up to the studio. G-Bag and I think KNC were both on remote that day. Brought me up here, and as we all know, that view is the first thing that captures your attention, your heart, and your soul. And I said, I want to do sports radio again here in the best city in the world, in the DFW, and bada bing, bada boom, here we are. And I've broken probably every pin in this studio. I've broken more pins in this studio.
No wonder we don't have any.
I have broken more pins in this studio than anywhere else in my life.
We got to buy him a new pack of pins, like a good pack of pins.
Seriously.
New studio should have at least pins.
Well, I'm sure we'll break those too. But no, it's the end of an era. 4131, but the good vibes and the quality radio will only continue at 13277. Or is it 123? Who cares?
It's got the wall of takes behind us on the sticky notes.
Some terrible ones, too.
Did you read Khaki Kev's? I remember that one.
The Jets are going to make the playoffs.
Justin Fields lead the Jets to an 11-6 record.
Yeah, well, and we all know how that turned out. The one that really is probably one of my favorite ones, Nico Collins, all pro, second team, 110 receptions, 1,500 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
You'll be lucky to get
courtesy
half of that.
Of David Elliott.
Yep, that was me. Some interesting takes on there. It goes right along with, I think, Fred's take that the Bengals are going to be in the AFC Championship this year.
Yeah, well, you know, that was before what's-his-name got hurt, okay?
We're taking those with us, right?
What do you want? I'm taking this in the Nestle Quick Football.
Okay, good.
Either way.
Any last words, gentlemen, before we get out of here?
You got about 10 seconds.
I've only been here like 6 months, so keep going.
Same thing, Blake. This is where I got my job in sports radio, so this is awesome. I'm great. I'm happy and thankful for this place.
Tell you what.
The next time you hear us, man, we'll be at the new studio.
12377 Merritt Drive, Lakeside Avenue. Okay, we're looking forward to it, and you should as well. All right, obviously, as you guys know, Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson are the newest Dallas Cowboys. We'll discuss a lot more of that tomorrow. Haiku Hump Days tomorrow. One of the topics will be the new building and the newest Dallas Cowboys. For the one, the only, Dylon, 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 for the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.